This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. When things go awry, well, you pull back and you regroup. So, we're going to kick off tonight with Planet Rick with Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man.
Whatever time of day it is, I don't know what time of day it is.
You know what? It doesn't even matter, man. Just give me a call and we'll kick it and we'll share our thoughts over the airwaves to everyone from sea to shining sea, man. I'm sure you got some listeners from overseas, I bet, with the power of the internet.
I do. They normally pick it up as a podcast. I think there's 90 countries that download it.
Oh, man. We're international.
Not a lot of people, but I mean some. There's two or three in each one of these countries. Some of them, there's a lot of military overseas that get it, and I appreciate them doing it too. I hope it gives them something to think, something good to listen to.
Well, great, man. Like I said, it's a great day, man. Well, weather-wise, actually, it's not great per se, man. It's like raining, but I'm so glad that it rained. It has been so hot and miserable and humid here, man, and I'm glad it rained. It's like water everywhere, and I'm like glad for it. How's the weather down there?
Well, we finally got the weather we're supposed to have. I mean, we're supposed to be hot and sunny. Mm-hmm. There for a while, it was like we were in the Philippines.
Awful.
Yeah. Well, raining and humid, and it would rain, and then the grass would grow crazy. I mean, my grass would get so long that sometimes I'd look out back and I'd be like, are those prairie dogs?
Man, you know what? If it hadn't rained, I was going to suffer through it and pull out the mower and was going to get the yard done, man. But I received a reprieve, right? And maybe I'll be able to get to it tomorrow.
Maybe. So.
So, man, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you about something that's going on with me, and I want your advice on this simply because you are a trainer, and I'm sure that in our age group you've run across this a few times. So I have this.
Oh, man, our age group. Suddenly you make us sound so old, man.
Well, we're not in our 30s. I'm not in my 30s.
We're
I would love to be in my
30s. We're not lads anymore, man, but our lives aren't over just yet.
Well, I'm splaining. Let me splain. So, found out I have a compressed spine.
Right.
So, I go down, I've got the best chiropractor in my state, and he knows exactly what to do. He has zeroed in on it, and he has pulled it all together. And first time he put me on the table, my right leg was 3 inches shorter than my left.
Oh, really?
So he has cracked it numerous times. I'm going back there to get it cracked yet again tomorrow.
Okay.
Here's the problem. Whenever I carry concealed, the way I carry concealed with a standard-sized gun is it pushes me back out.
Mm.
So now I'm going. I have a couple of off-body carry solutions I could use. It doesn't seem to be as bad when I am carrying outside the waistband.
Okay.
But in your position, I'm sure you've had a few people come to you that, And, I mean, you don't have to be old to have back issues. So I'm sure you've had a few people come to you that have had some sort of an issue and said, okay, Rick, I want to carry, but how?
I know, man, and it's one of the more interesting things that I advise on, man, because, you know, I get a broad spectrum of clientele, man, and some of them, you know, have some physical issues. So some of them actually need a cane, and some have walkers. I've even had quite a few, you know, over the years who were in wheelchairs. Mobility is an issue. You know, as we get older, you know, some of your physical limitations, you know, manifest themselves, and they have, you know, corresponding issues, you know, as it relates to carrying a gun and being able to produce it and use it, man. But, you know, there's a solution just for every particular case that you find yourself in. And I'm more than willing to work with anyone that comes to my attention, man, and we'll find a solution that works best for them. You know, it may not be any optimal solutions, man, but at least just weigh out the different alternatives. And usually we can find something that works. But, yeah, it's one of the more satisfying parts of the job, man, because, you know, you expect, you know, the average person to come in. Well, sometimes the average person doesn't come in, man. And sometimes you have to, you know, keep options open and get a good appreciation for their lifestyle and what their day-to-day activities are. And right. Come up with a customized solution for them, man. But it's one of the great things I enjoy doing, man. I can help anybody, you know. Just let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah, one thing I have found, I can carry concealed inside the waistband if I carry the Glock 43, which is a little itty-bitty, you know, very thin mm-hmm. little gun. I have got it, you know, I've got it set up. I've got extenders on it, so it carries 9 rounds instead of 6. I'm not a big fan of a little itty-bitty single-stack gun, but, I mean, I can shoot it. I have shot it. I have trained with it. It is accurate enough.
Okay.
And so that's one thing I'm doing. But the other, like, I've got a lot of things in, a lot of plates spinning in the air at one time with this one. I've got a TENS unit coming, so I'm going to start zapping my back to try to keep the muscles from pulling it back out. Because apparently I've been walking around like this since 2012, 2013.
So as far as you can ascertain, the way you were walking and getting around seemed normal. And it took an
extra, it was,
say,
every time I saw you, when I saw you in Louisville and when I saw you Atlanta, or every time I saw you, like, at the NRA show, I was in crazy pain. I was constantly looking for a place to sit down.
You know, I can identify with that, you know, when you say, well, what exactly are you talking about? I can identify with constant pain, you know, ever since I had the stroke, you know, my my right leg.
Right.
You know, it's in constant pain. It's been in pain ever since, you know, two and a half years since I had stroke. And you know what? It's really interesting when I tell people, you know, that it's just a constant pain. And after a while, you get used to just having constant pain. And it's not like you don't feel it. You just cope with it better. And whenever I have my doctor's appointment, doctors say, well, hey, you know, what's going on with you? How do you feel? I say, hey, other than this constant pain in my leg that I keep telling you about on every doctor's visit, you know, I'm just fine. And, you know, it's almost like she doesn't want to hear me, you know, talk about it when I bring it up. But, hey, it's a doctor's visit, and your doctor asks you, how do you feel? You know, I don't want it to get to the point where I'm dealing with it, you know, so well, you know, if there's such a thing. That I'm dealing with it on such a degree that I don't complain about it. Yeah. So look, it hurts. It's in constant pain. There's nothing you can do about it. But you know what? I'm going to document it every time we talk.
Hang on for me, Rick. We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, we are on the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. And we're going to find out exactly where he wants to go with this tonight, because I got no idea. He hadn't told me yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, from Legally Armed in Detroit, from Rick's Firearms Academy. And, you know, I was giving you questions. I don't even know what you want to talk about today. What would you like to talk about today?
You know what? I try to keep it topical to generally what's going on with me and things that I'm experiencing, and this episode will be no different.
Yes, sir.
I was recently having a conversation with a person who recently received their firearm instructor credentials, and they were asking me a question. And the question that this person asked me was, Rick, you're pretty well known as a subject matter expert in the fields of firearms and training women, open carry, and a litany of other topics. What I want to ask you, as a brand new firearms trainer, how is it that I can be regarded as an expert? And you know what? This advice that I'm going to impart today, it is not specifically for firearms instructors, but it's going to have a firearms instructor bent or slant to it because that's what I am and that's what I've done. But I would say that this advice would apply to anyone in any field who wants to be regarded as, seen as, and treated as a subject matter expert in their field of expertise. How about that?
I like it. I like it. Why was somebody asking you this? Are they wanting to, like, steal your thunder or something? Or are they like,
it's
you
not
know,
necessarily
Ricky,
to steal
you get on
my
TV
thunder.
A lot and people talk to you a lot. And...
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, man. If you've achieved a certain level of success, man, and it's not uncommon for someone to go, man, I'd like to, you know, do that or I'd like to achieve that. And as a person who's a training counselor from the National Rifle Association, one of my responsibilities is to mentor new instructors and to advise them and to give them advice as to how they can be better and things that they can keep in mind as they grow and progress and become more established. And I thought it was within, you know, the realm of topics that were germane. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you're a firearms instructor, a foot doctor, or a veterinarian, man. If no one knows about you, if no one is impressed with what you've accomplished or see you as a well-regarded industry figure, you'll probably be average and achieve average results. But, man, let me tell you, there's a certain level of status that comes with being perceived as the go-to person. So, no, I don't see it as stealing my thunder because a lot of things that I'm into are things that only I'm really known for. Let's take my signature program, right? My signature program that most people across the country know me for is that I'm a firearms trainer that trains literally hundreds of women how to shoot and safely operate a firearm in one day. There's not a single other person that is even close to achieving that. And I'm most certainly a subject matter expert in that. And you know what? I get asked a lot of questions about that. And I will be open and transparent about it. I say, well, hey, you know what? What you need to do is start out small, get some like-minded people, and use social media, start small, and every year get better and get bigger. And get more assistance and get sponsors. And, you know, when I lay it all out in a presentation or a speech, they're like, man, that's a lot of work. And I'm like, well, yeah. You know, anything worthwhile is going to be, you know, challenging. It's going to tax you. It's going to require you to do things you've never done before. Meet people you've never met. Go places you've never gone. If that is truly what you want to accomplish, and you'll do it. Like, for example, I met you. I didn't meet you in Detroit.
Right.
I didn't meet you in South Carolina. Where did I meet you?
You met me at a, you met me at that seedy motel I was staying at in Louisville. And then we went to the rib place. We were in Louisville, Kentucky to go to a St. Louis rib place.
And how many years ago was that conference in Kentucky?
Gosh, man, that 2016?
Oh, we met before 2016, I know.
2015?
I'm around in there. But see, the point is that had I not been there, had you not been there, had we not stepped outside of our comfort zone, just being the local wonder, you know, actually going and traveling and meeting other people, this connection would have never happened. And the things that I've gained by being a close friend of yours and a colleague of yours and a participant in things that you do and vice versa, you know, it has helped us both immensely. So I tell people, you can't make it to where you want to be just doing the same things you've done the same way every single time. You're going to have to stretch outside of your comfort zone. And
yeah.
You know what? Traveling is part of that. But in terms of things that make you a well-regarded expert, I'd say the very first thing that jumps out is education. You know, what level of education attainment have you had? You know, have you been formally educated? You know, most people assume most folks have graduated from high school, but what have you done outside of high school? Have you received any training outside of high school? Did you go to college? You know, people tend to think people who are college graduates are more accomplished than those who are not. I'm not saying that you can't be accomplished without going to college, but what I'm saying is it does add more cachet if you had versus whether you hadn't. And if you hadn't, it's never too late. I tell you, all the options that exist out there for people to go to school conveniently, especially during this environment and now, going to school at home is probably the way to do it. And you know what? A lot of places make it convenient.
Yeah.
Credentials. What type of credentials or certifications do you hold? As a firearms instructor, I have a ton of credentials. Do credentials make you a better teacher or a better instructor? I say yes. Not only am I credentialed for the specialties for which people come to me most often, you know, get a concealed carry permit, but I receive credentials in firearms that relate to a lot of things that I don't necessarily teach because they're not necessarily as popular, but I am able to pull information from each and every one of those disciplines, and if ever there's a question that touches on some subject that came from another course, I can pull from that. Not only am I...
Hey, hang on right there for me, because we're coming up on the break, because I do have I have an education question when we get back. We are on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump took to Twitter to say that virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in-person on-campus learning. The president continues that schools should open in the fall, and according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, schools do need to open, and it's the best thing to do.
The broad goal is the president wants schools to open. It's essential for the kids' education, number one. You don't want to lose a year, for heaven's sakes. There's really no substitute for in-person schooling. I think all the experts agree with that. And also, look, the parents, what are they going to do?
The Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia has put on hold its decision to order a lower court to accept the dismissal of the case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. The court also ordered Flynn to respond to a request for a rehearing. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of plagiarizing him with his new Buy American economic plan.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing. It's a plan that is very radical left, but he said the right things because he's copying what I've done.
The president speaking there before heading off to Florida. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is urging residents to stay home amid heavy rainfall and strong winds brought on by Tropical Storm Fay.
Today is going to be a washout, and I think into the early hours of tomorrow. So let's all just stay in and have some storm-induced social distancing.
The storm is expected to batter the East Coast all weekend. In fact, the White House says President Trump's campaign rally set in New Hampshire for Saturday will be delayed by a week or two due to that storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick, talking about, we were talking about becoming an expert in your field.
Absolutely, man.
So, I do have an education question, though.
Sure, go for it.
Now, see, the problem I have now with college is, now, I guess if you're doing it online, that's one thing. But for these people that go to college jazz, most of the time if you go to a college nowadays, that's an indoctrination center. Plus, you're going somewhere to be indoctrinated while you're taking out a loan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being indoctrinated into being a socialist, and you owe when you come out.
It depends on what school you go to, and
right.
Some of them are worse than others. But, you know, the thing that I've always viewed about education is that education is something that teaches you how to not only learn information in your field that you're going to need in your career, but I also view education as indoctrinating or teaching you how to think critically, how to formulate an opinion, an argument, and support it, be open to opposing ideas and incorporate that feedback to make your argument even more stronger. But, you know, when you look at things that are happening now in society, man, it seems to be a one-sided conversation, you know, usually coming from the left side of the political spectrum. But those who have been classically educated, man, can see through some of the common tricks that a lot of people like to use, you know, like, you know, where they try to use verbal sleight of hand or improper comparisons, But if you've been trained in the art of argument, man, you'll see a lot of these fallacies and you'll be able to call them out when they happen. But yeah, it's very important. I think that one of the aims of education, in my opinion, is to teach you how to critically think and not just accept dogma because it's given to you by your instructor. I agree.
Yeah, I can see that. That as certain parts, when you start talking about dogma, I can always tell if some instructors locally have been to some instructors nationally by going to the national instructor, because a lot of times the local instructor will just about want to copy verbatim the national instructor. And then I go to somebody like Fisher, who will get out there and he will say, well, I'm not going to teach you this or that or the other, and I'm not going to say do this or that or the other, because that's just a bunch of dogma. And then he starts breaking down things that I've sort of held to be true, because, but then when the more that happens, the more I become aware of what I should be looking at.
Right. And it's like with anything else, man, but getting back to this whole topic of being an expert, man, of course, it's going to be critiqued how many years of experience you have and experience, how you look at it. Do you actually have 10 years of solid experience, or do you have 10 years repeating the equivalent of 1 year's experience? For example, let's say you learned what the typical firearms trainer learns in a year, and you just keep repeating that 1 year's worth of information 9 additional times, and now you say you have 10 years of experience. Have you really progressed? Have you learned things outside of your initial field of study? Have you continued to learn more? How have you proven that? One way to do that is with authorship, man. Authorship is, what have you written? Do you have any books? Do you have any blogs? Do you do any guest posts? Let me tell you, one of the easiest ways to get published and to establish yourself out there in the public is to approach a website operator, man, a owner of a website. Let me tell you, what's the biggest problem that website owners, website developers have with regards to their site, man? What's the biggest problem? The same problem you have.
Well, I mean,
it's content, man. It's like, oh my God, I got another week of shows to do. Who am I going to have on the show, man? Who can bring on that's relevant, right?
I'll tell you this. The thing about this is, in this genre, especially right now, I do 16 hours of content a week.
Okay.
I could do another 16.
Right.
With everything that's going on right now. So, I get what you're saying, but, I think it's harder for somebody that writes than it is for me, to be honest with you.
Well, there are some people who will take the opposite opinion. Some people will say, I would love to write than to put myself out there in front of a microphone before a national audience, you know, and you're really good at it, man. You can get out there and get on a thought and carry a thought out from start to end and hit every nook and cranny of the topic along the way. And just keep going. That is a gift that you have, man, and a lot of people do not have that. And some of the most creative people in the world, man, they think because something comes so effortlessly to them that it's as easy for them as it is for you. No, I'm here to tell you, no. You have a gift and you're using it aptly, but everybody can't be a Bill Frady, man. I'm sorry to tell you. If you opened up a school, how to be like Bill Frady, man, you would have all the information there, but seeing it and doing it is two different things.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Because I'm not trained to do this. I'm just a natural egomaniac with a streak of narcissism. And, you know, I just pull it off. But I understand exactly what you're saying. But
if someone thought it would be in their best interest to offer you value to your listening audience, and to also, as a side effect, get exposure for what they're doing, their calling, their firearms training, they would be advised to pitch you, to call you up, write you, email you, hit you up on Twitter, and give you a pitch, man. Well, let me ask you this. How do you pitch someone to be on the Bill Frady Show?
Well, I call them up and I tell them
How does someone pitch you to be on your show? If someone said, man, I want to be on the Bill Frady Show, how do I approach Bill Frady to get on the show? What is it that they have to do or demonstrate for you to go, this might be something that's relevant and it might be some great content? What would they have to show you or tell you for you to give them their shot on the Bill Frady Show?
I got 50 seconds, so let me try to put this out there as fast as I can. What I try to do is I try to do what nobody else is doing. So I'm trying to talk about things that nobody else is talking about. A lot of talk show hosts will subscribe to something called the Topic Tracker, especially if you're political in nature. And they'll be looking at the topics, and that's why you'll be listening to some of the bigger national shows, and it sounds like they're all talking about the same thing and just putting their spin on it. I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background that needs to be pointed out, so I try to do the stuff that, and you know, I can tie anything going on in the political world right now to the gun, to the pro-gun argument. But coming up on the next break, Rick, of course, you can find Rick Ector, RickEctor. Go look for that and look at what you find on Google. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector. I just about made a mistake there. You're up there saying, well, I don't think anybody could actually do what you do. Well, I just about made that. There's one mistake you make when you're on the air, and that's trying to talk too fast.
Man, you have a lot of thoughts swimming inside that head, and you're trying to get everything out at the same time. Sometimes you have Freudian slips that are like hilarious, especially with you. You're on live radio with someone without a censor button. So, man, I imagine you should probably put together a best of Bill Frady Lock and Load blooper reel, man.
Yeah, that would be.
I think you should put that together, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of getting attention, man, getting attention is not as hard as people think it is, man. People think you got to be negative or engaged in some type of antisocial or criminal behavior. No, it just requires you to be creative, man. And like you said, there's a lot of different ways to create an angle on what people are talking about. And I am pretty good at that. You know, take an unconventional opinion. You know, I took one here locally within about the last month or so. There's this wave that exists in a lot of liberal places, man, that we need to take down statues and monuments of anyone that has ever done anything that in the year 2020 might appear objectionable. And I take in the opposite view. I say leave those monuments there as a teaching tool, you know, to examine history within the times of that era and compare and contrast it with today. And use it as a teachable moment, man. And you know what? No one is arguing that position, and there's no shortage of people asking me to debate the folks who are trying to erase and whitewash history. And in a word, I'm telling you to be controversial, man. I got my first major national news story because I did gun buybacks, you know, where the police, they want to buy back the guns they never owned from the general public by giving them something, you know, trivial, like maybe a $25 gift certificate to the local Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
You know, I would come out and say that that was stupid, you know, and I supported it. Other things to get you out there in the public space, feel comfortable with public speaking. Now, you do a ton of public speaking on the radio, man, which is a little different than what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting you go to where people are meeting and you get on the agenda with your topic of choice for which you are well qualified to speak and get out there and speak, man. But the biggest problem with that is that public speaking is the number one fear of a lot of people, man.
Oh, I've had to
you with public speaking.
I've had to MC a couple of political rallies. I don't have really any problem with it. I get it. The thing with it, you know, the way I get over it is I just look at it and say nobody else is going to do it. Everybody else is afraid to do it. So
right.
So I just get up there and I'll just do it. You know,
you psych yourself up and you say, hey, everybody else in here doesn't have the guts to do this. I'm going to show you all what guts is like, and I'm going to come up here. I'm going to do this presentation, and not only am I going to do it happily, I am going to rock it and leave everyone in the audience with something they're going to take home to their communities, man. So public speaking is huge. You know, there's a rally in your town, man. Rally organizers are dying for you to call and volunteer to speak. They won't even ask you for a resume, man. They want someone to get up there and fill space. Make sure that you have the proper tools. Make sure you have a website. You have business cards. You have a newsletter to capture emails. Have you started a newsletter to capture emails yet, Bill?
No, I have not.
Man, I'm going to keep razzing you until you get it together, man.
Well, I mean, I have plenty of people that I have a marketing team that wants me to absolutely do that. I just, with
you know
the video
how long
channel.
You start a newsletter?
No.
Man, like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but then you got to write stuff on it.
Or you can produce video or audio content. Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun. He just recently started making videos. How long has Ken been out there just doing audio?
Oh, he predates both of us, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And, you know, some of the other stuff, man, just to close out what I'm talking about, tell people to stop hiding, man. Fear. You know, this loss of anonymity, you know, that's something that some people are going to have to, you know, make a real big decision on. Do they want people to know that they're actually out there supporting these quaint positions like gun ownership and the right to keep and bear arms? You know, it could have consequences for your job. It could make the family gathering, the next family picnic, reunion, you know, a little uncomfortable, man. But people have to know who you are. You can't just be, you know, Bill Frady, you know, Lock and Load Radio. Like, can you imagine the Lock and Load show and podcast and all the other stuff you do, and we absolutely know nothing about you, the person? It's just, hey, here's the channel, here's the content, but you know absolutely nothing about me, the person.
I think that that's just something that happens. If you're any good, I think if you're any good at, because anybody that's really good at public speaking or whatever it is, like what you do or anybody that's any good at any of this kind of thing, it's all going to be based upon their personality and their presentation. And I know people that have like two personas where they have like the public persona and they have the private persona. Mm-hmm. I try not to have two of those because to me it sort of leads you. It could take you to a point
like a
where
mental condition.
Yeah, it leads you to a point to where you don't really know who or what you are at any given time. So I don't do that. When I first got into radio, my father wanted to know if I was what name I was going to use. I was like, well, my
name. Brady.
Yeah. And he's like, you're not going to have like one of those crazy names. I was
pseudonyms,
like,
right?
Yeah, one of those pseudonyms, one of those stage names. I was like. He's like John Boy and Billy. Are you going to be like them? I was like, no.
Right. Man, and you know what? You got to have thick skin, got to be able to withstand criticism.
Yeah.
And the one thing that freaked me out when I first started becoming, you know, recognized was complete strangers walking up to me and approaching me in public going, hey, aren't you And man, you know, I was like, wow, okay. So this thing is starting to take hold. It's starting to take root. People are starting to recognize me. Okay, this is like a mental hurdle that you got to get over, man. But once you make the decision that you want to be known, you have to, you know, strip all those fears about loss of anonymity. You just have to let it go and just embrace it. And I think that's holding a lot of people back.
Yeah, well, you know, for some really want that until they get it.
Right. It's not some people, all great, man. There's
some people find that. I've been with a lot of really big YouTubers, right? Like when Hickok 45 is walking around, Hickok can't sit down and take 5 minutes.
Not even, man. He has a huge following, man.
Yeah, somebody's going to roll up on him.
He's like 7 feet tall, so how in the world can you miss him anywhere?
Yeah, it's sort of like trying to you know, hide Bigfoot as he walks through. He is a very tall glass of water.
He's a very tall guy, man.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Take this time right now to tell them how to find you, please, sir.
I have over 2,200 videos on YouTube. Find me at Rick Ector or Detroit CCW. Instagram, Twitter, Blogger, I'm everywhere. Just look for me, and I swear I will take good care of you and give you all the information you need. Plus, I'm on Lock and Load Radio, Planet Rick, usually every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Although Rick is sort of like the utility man, he is quite willing to bounce around and do what he's got to do to get in there and take us on a stroll on Planet Rick. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, sir.
Pleasure to be here, brother. Thank you.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.